I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
Movies coming out this year. Let's point out some interesting movies that are coming up. You picked it out from The Ringer. I would love to open up with Annette. This stars Adam Driver and Marion Cotillard. Mm-hmm. Right away, you've got spectacular.
And Adam Driver is just proving to be one of the most interesting actors of his generation right now.
Yeah. And so their movie, Annette, is about an artsy couple.
Mm-hmm.
He's a stand-up comedian. She's a singer.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a baby. This is sweet.
Yeah.
This is romantic.
Right?
All right. Now,
I feel a butt coming up.
The baby has superpowers. Now, that's odd enough. And it's a musical.
It's also by the director Leo Carax, but he is known for his surreal, sort of bizarre films.
All right.
Most notably, Holy Motors, which came out in 2012. So,
West Side Story.
Yes.
New version.
Steven Spielberg.
Steven Spielberg.
Steven Spielberg directing West Side Story. Who would have the cojones to do a remake of that? Only Steven. I like West Side Story. I'm not a huge fan of it. I've seen it a couple times. I can feel the colors and the movement and the song. He's got his work cut out for him if he's going to make it visually as starkly memorable as the original.
How do you outdo Maria?
I don't know.
You know, yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know.
So that's why you need a brilliant director to do that. Now, here's one, because we're going to do a show on Citizen Kane. Mank, I mean, one of the great off-screen combat between Orson Welles and Herman Mankiewicz, the writer.
Was it Joseph?
It's Herman J.
Herman.
Yeah.
An immensely talented Hollywood legend himself. The movie is directed by David Fincher. I wonder if he brings that cold, calculating thriller tone to it. The screenplay was written by Fincher's dad.
Dad, Jack.
Yeah.
What is so interesting to me is that most people don't know the ins and outs of this. How much of Citizen Kane did Orson Welles actually write? Mm-hmm. I know that he didn't write the scene where Bernstein muses about the girl he saw on the boat with the white parasol. And Welles was just beside himself that he didn't write that. It was so beautiful. So
anticipating a really, you know, interesting exploration of the collaborative nature of filmmaking.
And who better than Gary Oldman
to
play the writer,
Oh, okay, he's playing Mank.
Yeah.
Obviously, the big one coming up, April, No Time to Die. Daniel Craig's swan song is James Bond. Looking forward to that. Okay. Top Gun, Maverick.
Oh, right. Yes, thank you. Yeah. Who would have figured? Will Ferrell and Julia Louis-Dreyfus in a remake of Ruben Östlund's Force Majeure.
Downhill. A couple on a ski vacation.
Yes.
And there's an avalanche that appears to be coming at them, and the father abandons the family.
Yes, a coward.
The emotional avalanche of
right,
an avalanche.
Right, exactly, yeah. And everything's downhill.
Yeah, and everything's
from there.
Downhill from there.
A guy who's usually comedic playing a serious role. I think he could do it.
Dune, adaptation of a classic sci-fi novel.
Timothée Chalamet. Oscar Isaac, my favorite. How about Charlie Kaufman coming back?
Yeah, I want to talk about this.
Yeah.
Two movies described as psychological horror films are being directed by two guys that you wouldn't expect, right? The first one is the one you're talking about, I'm Thinking of Ending Things.
Yes, right.
And the other one is Last Night in Soho, directed by Edgar Wright. They're both supposed to be really intense.
Good one. Rebecca.
Mm-hmm. The classic Hitchcock film.
Yep. We have Armie Hammer playing the Sir Laurence Olivier role.
There are lesser films to remake. This one's not untouchable, I don't think, simply because most audiences don't know it in the way they know
Very
it.
Very good.
It's the return of Christopher Nolan, back with a movie called Tenet. And it's got John David Washington, who I believe is Denzel Washington's kid. He's in the lead.
Okay.
And co-starring alongside of Robert Pattinson.
Oh, yes.
And it's another one of these, like, action movie, you know, hyper-intellectual thrillers and warping of time.
Yeah. Paul Verhoeven, who did RoboCop, you remember? And
of course. RoboCop, Basic Instinct.
Vendetta. Lesbian nun in Renaissance Italy.
Yeah.
I mean, I suspected that when I was in grammar school, that was going on.
Yeah.
Still Waters Run Deep. And Still Water, starring Matt Damon.
Oh, yeah. This one sounds good, too.
Yeah, I know.
Don't know a lot about it.
Well, he's looking to exonerate his falsely accused daughter.
And with this lineup, 2020, if these movies are half as good as they sound on paper, I'm down.
Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at wcbe.org.